Norman oral history too. I'm Sylvia Speck here with Natalie Apple to interview Dr. Irving Winter at his home. It's March 3rd, 1996. Okay, Dr. Winter, we're going to start. Do you like to be called Dr. Winter?
Irving?
Yeah. Okay, Irving. We'd like to start with your background, where you were born, your family, your growing up. Can you give us some information on that?
Yes, but it's a very strange one.
Good. That's interesting.
I was born in New York City. But at the age of about, my father died when I was about 1 or 2 years old, and I've never even seen a picture of him. And after a year or two, my brother and I were placed into the Hebrew National Orphan Home in a place called Tuckahoe, New York, which was about 20 miles north of New York City. And I stayed there until I was about 11 or 12, and then my mother remarried, and I was taken out of the home and moved back into New York City.
Can I ask you to give us your father's name and your mother's name and stepfather so we have it?
My father's name was Michael, but not Winter.
Mm-hmm.
His name's, you want his full name?
Mm-hmm.
P.T. A-S-H-N-I-C-K. My stepfather's name was Winter, and he had our name, he didn't adopt us, my brother and I, but he had our name changed in court. So I have a court order.
Your brother's name?
My oldest brother's name is Max, but he died of lung cancer. He smoked 5 packs a day.
Mm. And your mother's name and then?
My mother's name was Minnie, and her maiden name was Portnoy, P-O-R-T-N-O-I. But in the interim, when we came out, I'm rather sure my stepfather had set up a house, and I think, we're not sure, that my younger brother, who's the half-brother, was already born. Or was he born when I came out? I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. He lives in Florida now. His name is Leonard. So I'm a very vague type of background.
Can you tell us what it was like living in that orphanage?
Well, I don't remember much of it. It was in a very pretty place. Large apple orchards and grapevines and but of course, we would sleep 200 kids. Boy, it was all boys, to a room. And I don't have any bad vibes about it. But the hardest part, I think, was getting used to coming back and living in the city. I had to learn how city boys behaved. And it was. I remember that very well.
And where did you live in New York City?
In the Bronx.
During your time at the orphanage, your mother kept in touch, and
she would come out almost every weekend, and we were one of the lucky ones because we had one parent. Most kids, a good many, had none, you know. So she would bring cookies and stuff. My stepfather, it's a very strange thing. The man who married my mother the second time had originally sent her over from Russia with the intent of marrying her. But he did not show up for 5 or 6 years. And my mother's sister was married, and her husband had a brother who wanted to marry my mother. And when she got tired waiting, she finally married him. And when the reason I got out of the home was he finally showed up years later when my father died and immediately married her, even though she had 2 children.
And he had not married previously?
No. He was a bit older than my mother.
And you came together with your mother and your stepfather and a new baby. And what did your stepfather do for a living?
He had dry cleaning and tailoring right off Broadway in Manhattan on 85th Street. Later on, he and my older brother went into business together and were extremely successful.
Doing what?
They did get together and opened up two stores, but unfortunately my stepfather was murdered in a holdup. My poor mother had a hard time, didn't she?
Oh, my, he had a hard time.
So, yeah, she had a hard time because she lost her first husband and lost her second husband.
In a robbery, was this in the...
In the store.
And when would that have been?
Oh, I was about 21 about then, and my younger brother was about 10 or 11, my half-brother. But then my older brother took over, and he ended up finally with some 40 stores and became a millionaire. He took the whole thing over.
Let's hear about, your growing up. When you were in the orphanage, was there a Jewish training, Jewish
teachers? Oh, it sure was. It was the Hebrew National Orphan Home. And they had services every night. And when I got out, I didn't want to go near the school for a while.
But did it sort of stick with you?
Not too much. I remember I learned Hebrew there, but I doubt if I know Tapua, which means apple or something like that. Apple.
That's what it means. Yes, you're right.
Yeah. I remember very little of the Hebrew, although I won some kind of prize of Hebrew there, but I remember not that really. The thing I remember most about it is my 10th birthday. That's the only thing I remember is my 10th birthday. Oh.
What was so special about that?
Nothing. I just remember it. I remember walking.
Did the orphanage make a big deal?
My birthday was June. No, they didn't do anything about birthday. It was June 19th, and I remember it, and it was a hot day, and I was walking around wondering what would happen to me, because when you got to be 16 or so, they sent you somewhere. You disappeared.
Okay.
And I wondered what happened, to you at that time.
The older boys never came back to make a comment or
I never,
tell you?
Well, they wouldn't talk to me.
No,
I wasn't old enough.
Excuse me, you did say that you were 10 on June 19th. I didn't get your birthday.
June 19th, 1950. I'm 80.
Nice. Kanahara. Okay. And so nothing particular happened that you just remember walking around and saying, I'm 10 years old.
And I wonder what will happen to me. I remember that. I don't know why. I remember that day so clearly. I remember very little about the place, except that it was a very pretty place. The Tuckahoe now has been, a place where completely they built new houses out there, and it's a very nice place to live.
How do you
Maud on that show, Maud and someone who lived in Tuckahoe. T-U-C-K-A-H-O-E.
Mm-hmm. Have you revisited?
No. My older brother did. When he got to be quite wealthy, he used to give a fair amount of money to that thing.
Really?
Yeah. We used to get there by taking the New York Central Railroad from New York City up there. It was about a 25-minute ride, something like that. North of Yonkers. You've heard of Yonkers.
Yes, that's a very elegant area.
That was the
starts to be an elegant area.
Right. That was the place that we would go to if we really went someplace.
Mm-hmm.
Yonkers.
Well, you were there, you say, 11 years? Were you 11?
About, I guess so, yeah.
Now, they had a elementary school and a regular school?
Yes,
or did you
did.
Go? You didn't go to school with the
no.
Kids in the town?
They had their own school, but they had, the first couple of years, several grades were together in one room.
Is that the orphanage still exist?
No. They tore it down and they built some lovely houses. It doesn't exist.
Uh, when you went to live with your mother and stepfather, that was in the Bronx, was it?
Yes.
And where did you go to school?
To a public school. I 51. I remember the name. The number. It was an old boys' school, and I did not. I was afraid of girls. So my older brother went I went to 51 and he went to PS 40, and we went in different places because 51 had only boys and 40 had girls, and I refused to go to 40.
Your brother didn't mind.
He didn't mind.
How much older was your older brother?
About almost 3 years, 2 years younger.
Were you, when you were in grade school, did you show an aptitude for science? I mean, what interested you when you were in grade school?
I have the slightest idea. I don't remember anything about excelling in anything, you know. I liked it. You played sports out there, and I liked that very much. But I don't remember excelling in anything.
Was that school primarily Jewish?
Was 100% Jewish. It was
the
home.
I meant PS51.
Oh, I think it was. There were non-Jewish kids. It was mostly Jewish. Yeah.
Did you have any problems growing up with racial problems or, you know, anti-Semitism, or was this an area where everybody was Jewish?
I had plenty of problems that I remember at all.
Did you continue for your bar mitzvah?
Nope.
Oh, you dropped the Hebrew altogether.
My brother, that's how knowing you were coming, I called my brother's wife, who's still alive, and to try to find out when and where I left the place. And she said that he was just going to be bar mitzvah, so he was going to be 13 or something like that when he left. Mm-hmm. So that was a date that I could establish.
They had
bar mitzvahs in the home. You had to be bar mitzvah. But I didn't. When I had my children, my mother came and my three boys and wanted to know when they were going to be bar mitzvah. She said, well, your boys weren't.
She's getting ahead of herself. Were your boys bar mitzvah?
They went to Rosh Hashanah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they were, what do you call it?
Confirmed. So did you go to high school there in the Bronx at the same area?
I went to DeWitt Clinton High School.
I've heard that so much about that,
yeah.
And I can't tell you.
Yeah.
Is it a specialized school?
No.
It's not a their entertainment or something.
Oh,
no. No, I mean, but I've heard of it. Did a lot of famous people go there? Or?
Well, when I went there, it had 10,000 students.
Oh, my.
It was...
Wasn't the science high school.
No, it was not the science high school. And it was so crowded that for the first year, I went to an annex, which was down on Park Avenue, right behind the Waldorf Astoria. And then, after about a year or two, I went to the main building.
Mm-hmm. Can you remember...
All boys, by the way. I never went to a school with girls, ever. So I got to graduate school.
When you were in high school, did you make a lot of friends there? Was it a good experience?
Yeah. The only trouble was my stepfather, made my brother and I alternated going down to the store to deliver things for him after school. So I would have to take a train from DeWitt Clinton, which was way up north in the Bronx, all the way down to 81st Street and Broadway every second day. And I really hated that.
And then you delivered the cleaning.
Suits to people. Haywood Broom was one of them.
Oh,
I once met William Randolph Hearst.
Sure.
He gave me a dime.
Oh.
He delivered that one of the customers at Babe Ruth. Things like that. It was that area, you know, where the people lived.
Okay, and I don't want you to forget, that I like horrible things, but if your stepfather was murdered, I think that is something that we should
Yes.
Okay.
I was awakened, and it was a headline in the New York Daily News. Yeah.
And when would that have been?
It was back 60 years ago, essentially. From 90 to 30.
So 1936.
Six.
And it was just a blatant robbery. The guy came in and wanted...
My stepfather was alone in the store. It is kind of gory. And he had hired a presser, who was a black man, who he did not know had been in jail. And he evidently hit my stepfather over the head and then poured gasoline on top of him and tried to set him fire. I did not see him. My older brother was called down to identify him.
Did they catch him?
I don't think so.
Getting back to now, for instance, your stepfather, you would think that one would investigate before hiring. Were your mother and stepfather educated? I mean, were they born in the... Well, no, your mother was born in Russia. Your stepfather also?
They were born in a little town of Balta, B-A-L-T-A, which is right outside Odessa.
And so that they might have been a little naive about...
He's just hiring anybody, I guess. He was a very, naive sort of person. I don't know. He was a nice person, rather than my stepfather. He treated us well, not really as his children, but well. I never complained. He liked me, and he didn't like my older brother.
And yet he and your older brother went into business.
Yes, that was bad. I hate to tell you about that story. Because when he did die, my older brother, who had just been married, decided that he would see my mother, of course, married to my stepfather. They were partners, and what he did was evaluate the assets of the two stores, which came to some small amount of money, a couple of $100s. And instead of keeping my mother in it, he just sent her a check for what he thought the assets were worth, and not any potential. She never in her life cashed that check. She asked him to give her some small amount, 1% or 0.5%, whenever things turned well, and she would wait. But he decided she would get out. The result of that is I lived with my mother and my younger brother, and we did not talk to my older brother for about 5 years.
You mean your older brother took over the stores
and
the assets?
Well, he just gave it, what the tables were worth and the
lighting
and the fixtures.
Well,
no.
What did you live on?
I got a job. I took a job. I took a post office exam job and got a job there and made about $1,900 or so, which was a lot of money. And I was the main supporter of the family.
And you were, at this point, you were at graduating high school, but you were not in college?
I was in college. I went to City College in New York. By the way, I got into chemistry. You asked me what infancy. I had a high school teacher whose name was Mr. Whitsitt, W-H-I-T-S-I-T. And he said to me one day, you should be a chemist. and asked me to give a class. And I was very bashful. And I said I didn't like to talk before people. But he asked me, he said, you want to do it anyway? And I did a terrible job, I can tell you. A really bad job. But he said I should be a chemist.
Well, what made him say that? Did you show some...
I guess I did, yes.
So this was in high school, right?
Right, that was in high school. Right.
Well,
Mr. Whitsitt.
When your stepfather was murdered, had you started to college? or you said you, you took this job at the post office, but you were also going
no,
to
I think I was in high school.
And then, did you go to school at night, to college at night, or how did you do the two jobs?
No, I went, I'm trying to think about that. Yeah. No, help me out. After I finished City College.
Yeah. Oh, I see. But in the meantime, when this was, when he was in City College, was his stepfather living or not?
Yes, yes, he was. He was. He
oh,
was.
So this happened after you.
Yes, I remember he was because there was a $10 breakage fee in chemistry, and he would never give us the $10. My mother would always save it, so when the time came for the breakage fee, she would give me the $10. Yeah.
Did your mother work in the store?
No, never.
So, okay, so you went to City College, and what did you...
All boys.
Was that...
I majored in chemistry. Yeah.
It didn't bother you? I mean, you liked it? I mean, it wasn't that you wanted to do something else?
I never seemed to want to do anything else. I never had any business ambitions or lawyer ambitions or anything. Never wanted to be a doctor because I liked to work with inanimate objects. I couldn't imagine sticking a needle into anybody. Now two of our kids are doctors, and I really don't understand how they can do it.
And so that was 4 years at City College?
Yeah.
And you got a bachelor's degree?
Got B.S.
Okay, B.S. And that, do you remember what year that was?
1936.
Okay, and then I think you said that when your stepfather was killed was 1936.
Yeah.
And at that point is when you went to work at the post office.
That's right, yeah.
And what type of job did you do there?
Sorting mail, but I went to Columbia in the daytime. I worked at night in a little post office, way, the northernmost post office in the Bronx. It was a little one. And I went to school in the daytime, and I worked all night. One time, and I bought an old car, and one time I fell asleep driving down in the morning. And hit an abutment on a bridge. It's good thing the abutment was there because they woke me up. But after a couple of years of that, I developed a shingles right here. And that bad thing about that is that one of it goes to the cornea of the eye, and you could lose the sight of that eye. And pretty much we decided that that was due to the, you know, rather stressful.
It didn't
suck at all. But the at that time it just seemed to be too stressful. Something had to give. And then.
So what day did you give up the job or give up the school?
Trying to figure out what happened then. When did we get married? What was that? I was still in the post office when we got married? Yes. Yes, in 1942. I met Rhea.
Spell R E
A H. Who's
maiden name?
Margolin. Who's from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Did you know that?
No, you're going to tell us. I can't even spell Chattanooga. Chattanooga, Tennessee. Where did you meet and how?
Well, her brother had married a girl down in Tennessee who was from Bridgeport, Connecticut, and who wanted very much to leave Tennessee. So he finally came to New York and opened the butcher shop. So she came up one Christmas to visit him, Rhea did. And it was Christmas, and I was working overtime late at night, and she threw some postcard and knew some boy in New York who took her out to a party, and he although he had a car, he put it up on blocks for the winter. And he came over to borrow my old tin Lizzie to take her to a party. But since I was going there, too, I took them. And I don't think we noticed each other very much at the party. But Rhea said that his name, and that boy's name was Arthur, said that Irving Winder was a very nice fellow, and you ought to call him or something. So, what will you tell her? You tell her.
You're allowed to tell us, Rhea.
We met at that party, and then I went
to
find another
thing. Oh, okay. Again, yeah. And my first answer was sleeping, but she said, "Would you something?" And I said, "I'd rather see her," so I went over, and then she was supposed to leave that I was never going to see her again because she was going to leave the next day. But the next day, she stayed one extra day. And I went over, and really that was it. Because, you know, we knew that we were for each other. And then she went home. And we wrote a letter to each other every single day. A special delivery would arrive on Sunday from about January 1941, something like that. And we sort of got engaged by mail. And then... Yeah. But
what college were you?
University of Chattanooga.
And
I
came to live in New York and work. I had a scholarship in Columbia, but Irving said I could work to be
Yeah, I was a supporter of my younger mother and younger brother. Remember my elder?
That sounds like a really good place to stop for a moment and turn the tape over.
Oh,
this is the end of side one.
Yeah.